the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities, Active Aging in Manitoba, and CGNU present Insights on Social Connections.
Chatting today with Lisa Tinley, Coordinator for Prevent Elder Abuse Manitoba. How you doing today, Lisa?
I'm great, thanks. Good. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Good. And welcome to CJNU. So, Prevent Elder Abuse Manitoba, the name is fairly obvious, but give us some indication, some ideas. What exactly does your organization do?
Sure. So Prevent Elder Abuse Manitoba, or PEAM, as some people may know it, we're really about sharing resources about the prevention of elder abuse in Manitoba. We run workshops, we have resources available, we make connections to other organizations in the community that do direct service work. So yeah, sharing information about the prevention. Maybe you see something in the community and you're not sure what to do. You can call us or visit our website and we have the resources available to help.
We've been talking a lot on this program about social connecting and insights on social connections and how it all relates to social prescribing, which is one of the new things. How has PEAM been working with doctors to get their message out and to also have doctors start identifying potential patients who are the victims of elder abuse?
It's a great question. So PEAM, we typically start to see older adults when they're at the vulnerable stage, and we'll hear from either children or community members that a neighbor or someone in the community has become more socially isolated or lonely. And my suggestion is to make a connection with their doctor to talk about the fact that they are feeling socially isolated or lonely. If we can reduce the amount that older adults are alone, it also reduces the amount that they're vulnerable and preyed upon. So if you can go and you can talk to your doctor about feeling socially isolated or lonely, a doctor will issue something called a social prescription. So this is different from a medical prescription in that you would either get, let's say your leg hurts and you need to go and see a physiotherapist. If you're feeling socially isolated or maybe want a little bit more social connection, the doctor can issue something called a social prescription. And this is making a connection with a senior resource coordinator in the community or a senior center itself. And this is to a program that maybe will increase fitness or connection. It could be an art program. It could be a music program. It could be a dance program. Anything that would increase social connection is what social prescribing involves.
So a lot of times, though, and correct me if I'm wrong, elder abuse happens in the shadows. It's not something that's obvious that is, you know, comes right out, because A, the abusers don't want to be found out, and B, seniors a lot of times are embarrassed to let people know that they're being taken advantage of, because abuse doesn't always mean they're being physically abused. There's mental abuse, there's scamming, things like that, yeah. Et cetera, has there been any training that PEAM undergoes with doctors to have them recognize the signs of elder abuse? And at what point maybe does a doctor say, you know what, well, this has gone beyond what a social or a resource coordinator can do, and gets the law involved? Do you ever have that happening as well?
That's a really great question. I just want to go back to something you said about the shame involved with elder abuse, because there is a lot of stigma around elder abuse, and maybe that the older adult wasn't smart enough to see a scam coming or could have avoided the abuse. And this is not the case at all. Abuse can happen to anyone at any time, regardless of your social status. But what doctors are looking for are typically the physical signs of elder abuse. If they see a bruise, they see maybe a broken limb that doesn't equate with the injury that the older adult came in for. So we do get calls from doctors saying, you know what, I am suspecting that something is going on. And then we're able to share resources with that doctor as to connections that can be made. And some of those connections involve the Protection of Persons in Care office, or A&O, the Support Services for Seniors office, who can do an intake with that older adult. But we are working directly with doctors and physicians and healthcare to try to reduce the amount of instances of elder abuse.
The whole concept of social prescribing, working with doctors, is fairly new. It hasn't been around that long yet, but for the length of time that it has been around, is there any data available, or is there anything that you can point to that you could measure it as making a difference when it comes to elder abuse in Manitoba or in Canada in general?
No, there isn't data. But what we do know is that social prescribing is reducing the amount of health visits. The impact on the healthcare system is where we're seeing the impact of social prescribing. So when we can say, or if we can see a reduced number of older adults coming into the emergency room or their doctor's office because they're lonely, so that's their social outing, then that's where we're seeing the impacts happening.
So if somebody suspects that somebody they know, a senior, is being abused mm-hmm. in one form or another of any kind, how do they go about getting in touch with PEAM and letting them know about it and maybe starting a file or starting the ball rolling to see if they can, you know, verify this is happening, but and then if it is, make it stop?
Yeah. So if you suspect that elder abuse is happening, you can visit our website at peam.ca, peam.ca, and we have a list of resources available. There's a tab and it indicates where to get help. And so it has a listing of the organizations that can take immediate action. The number one thing is, if you suspect that an older adult is in immediate danger, is to call the police.
Right.
The second is, if you are suspecting but not 100% sure, you can contact A&O, Support Services for Seniors, and they have trained intake workers that will open up a file and will start working with the older adult. They can also issue a protection order designate, where if the older adult wishes to press charges, if it is a serious situation, they can help them follow through on that. If there's an older adult living in a long-term care facility, the Protection of Persons in Care office will get involved as well.
And I guess, too, you know, if you're unsure, even after everything we've talked about here, if you still want more information, I guess another great resource could be 211, just to find out more information and get the ball rolling in that respect, too.
Absolutely. 211 is the hidden gem in Winnipeg in terms of highlighting and providing a wealth of information and resources as it pertains to older adults in the province.
Lisa Tindley, the coordinator for Prevent Elder Abuse Manitoba, or PEAM as it's called. Give us the email address one more time, please.
Sure. The email address is coordinator@peam.ca.
That's yours, but for the organization, the email is, yeah. Or not the email, the website, I'm sorry.
Is peam.ca.
And a phone number for PEAM?
You can call me at 204-669-7531.
Lisa Tindley, thanks for taking some time out of your busy, busy schedule and joining us today here on CJNU.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Stay active and stay connected with insights and social connections. For more information on how you can live your best life, join me, Jim Feeney, with my co-hosts Connie Newman of the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities and Linda Brown from Active Aging in Manitoba from noon to 1 p.m., the last Wednesday of every month. Insights on social connections, heard exclusively on CJNU 93.7 FM.